A changing of the guard took place in Riodel at the January 3rd City Council meeting. Council member and former mayor Jack Thompson stepped down after 16 years of service to the city and was replaced by Susan Strawn, who was sworn in along with incumbent Frank Wilson. The council then voted for the position of mayor and mayor pro tem, with both Wilson and Gordon Johnson respectively retaining their positions for the next two-year term. Public comments included an owner of a home on Pine Street in the Wildwood Avenue Gateway small subdivision. The owner referred to a long-standing issue of drainage in the area and their frustration of trying to work with the city on the issue.
I understand it has been a tough road because of the fact that the whole block was a lot line adjustment, and but regardless, it's caused a major issue for me. I spend over an hour every day pumping water out of my yard for myself as well as my neighbor. I've had our realtor come out. She said that our property value right now is at least $5,000 and closer to $15,000 less than it should be because of this.
There is a public records request submitted by the owner for records related to the city's approval of the development and drainage improvements. The properties in question were approved as individual projects rather than as a subdivision, which would have required infrastructure improvements by the developer, Myers Construction. This reporter addressed some of the infrastructure problems with this housing project over a decade ago and questions about its approval process. Local developer Dennis Wendt was used by the city to complete the road and some basic infrastructure improvements well after the homes were built and sold. Approval of some city employee contracts was passed on the consent calendar without comment. Some changes to the existing employment agreements include a trial implementation of a 4-day, 10-hour work shift option for non-public works staff, a 1.5% cost of living adjustment for staff, with a 10% increase for the water-wastewater operator position, and a $600 one-time bonus for staff members. A request to post a sign pointing to the River's Edge RV park below the existing Not a Through Street sign was debated. The owners of the RV park said that they have lost some business with travelers confused by the street sign. Owners of the park are covering all of the related costs, but needed City Council approval to have the sign attached to the street sign post. Former council member and current Planning Commission member Julie Woodall addressed the council about making exceptions for some businesses and the slippery slope.
I hate to sound petty, but what do we do when the guy at the pizza factory comes down here and says, oh, there's a sign down here, but you know, I want to put a sign that says pizza factory right on down the road, right down here in front of the Shell station, because a lot of people come to the Shell station instead of coming back down to business. I think it opens a can of worms. I mean, it sounds so petty, but then I think you've already opened a can of worms because you've got signs for the Riodel Resource Center down here on the back of stop signs. Do you know which ones I'm talking about?
The council voted 4-1 in favor of the local business owner's request, with new council member Susan Strawn dissenting. There will be a special joint session of the Planning Commission and City Council on Tuesday, January 10th at 5 p.m. in City Hall for a workshop on economic development ideas, followed by a Planning Commission meeting at 6:30 p.m. where changes to the commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance will be discussed and possible action taken. Details of the proposed changes were not posted to the city website as of press time. The next regular meeting of the Riodel City Council will be Tuesday, January 17th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. Video of the meeting, as well as the full council packet of documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.